Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
This is Karen Childress with KSJD News, and in the studio this morning with me, I have Chief Roy Lane of the Cortez Police Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in to do this. I would just like to talk to you this morning to get kind of an overview and update about what's happening with local law enforcement and public safety.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Let's start talking right at the top about crime. I read the police blotter and the sheriff's blotter in the newspaper, and it seems like a lot of the crime activity is fueled by alcohol. Aside from that, or in addition to that, what do you feel are the main contributing factors to crime in the city?
You just named the two. Alcohol is probably the biggest crime. Most of our domestics, most of our crimes, that we, or most of the things that we get involved in are alcohol-based.
And you attribute that to people just not being responsible or just not being able to control themselves? Or what do you think is at the root of that?
I think there's a lot of causes. Some of it is, I think, the economy. People are not working, which causes stress in the home. Mm-hmm. When you have stress, you start drinking. So a lot of it comes from that. A lot of it comes from people who are just alcoholics. They have to have their drinks and find themselves in trouble. But most of the crimes involve alcohol.
That's interesting. What are the main types of crimes you see? You mentioned domestic a moment ago in terms of, and are there any statistics like property crimes versus personal violence versus driving offenses? What are the main things that your officers deal with?
Here of late, we've had a real influx in DUIs. Them seems to be a major thing anymore. Domestic violence, we have a lot of that. Quite a bit of crimes against children. We have quite a bit of that, but most of it is property crimes are not real high. However, we do have our share, and luckily, here as of late, our property crimes have been we've been able to solve the majority of those. So, but most of it is, like I say, alcohol related.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about property crimes, are they generally targeted toward residential or businesses?
I don't think there's one more than another. Residential, we have residential burglaries. We have commercial burglaries. So it's both. I don't think there's one that's any higher than the other. They're both.
All right. And when you think about the local citizens and protecting themselves, let's just stay from property crime. What are some common sense things that people do that surprise you or that they don't do that they should be doing to protect themselves from property crimes?
They don't lock their house.
Is
they
that?
They go to the store, leave the house open, easy prey. They park the car in front of the house at night. They don't lock it, easy prey for people who are out in the middle of the night looking for anything they can get their hands on. So be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of where you've parked your vehicle. Make sure things are locked up. Even though we live in Cortez, Colorado, crime is going to be, we're going to have crime. And if you don't protect yourself, you will be hit for property crime.
But do you feel it does make a big difference if people just do those simple things like lock their house and lock their car?
Very much so.
Are criminals mostly looking for an easy target?
Yes. They will go up and down the streets and try all the car handles on the street, and they find one that's unlocked that's easy prey for them.
Well, that seems like a real simple way to protect yourself from crime.
But you'd be surprised the number of people that have their car broken into more than one time just because it was not locked.
Okay. How has the legalization of marijuana the last few years impacted how your officers do their work?
I don't know that it's impacted the way we do our work. I think we do the same job we did before. The legalization of marijuana has not cut down on the illegal sale of marijuana. We still have it. We still have a lot of it. We still have illegal grows in the city and in the county. So I don't know that it's made any difference in the way we do our job. It's kind of like alcohol. It's there, and people can buy it now, but there's still illegal sales of marijuana and other drugs goes on.
Sure. We have a fairly significant, or do we still have a significant meth problem in the city?
Sure. Yeah, you bet. We do.
Do you feel it's on the rise, on the decline?
The meth problem, I think, is about what it's been for the last several years. We do have an influx in cocaine. We've had our cocaine arrests and sales and things like that have gone up. So I think we're having an influx in cocaine. And if you look nationwide, that's something that you hear people talking about nationwide, an influx in cocaine.
And what about the opioids? That's been in the news a lot.
Yeah, and we have that also. So, yes.
Okay. Another topic that's been in the news a lot lately is illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
How would your department and your officers work with or not work with or coordinate with the federal officials if that became needed?
You know, at this point in time, we've not seen anything come down from the feds that change anything that we do with immigration. Maybe down the road somewhere, it'll change. We will cooperate with other law enforcement agencies. However, we're not, at this point in time, we're not going out and rounding up people and bringing them in. If they commit a crime, then we arrest them, but we're not out rounding up illegals.
All right. If someone's listening to this interview and they're interested in maybe a career in law enforcement, I noticed on your website there's currently, looks like, one job opening in your department.
Mm-hmm.
What do you consider to be the, let's say, the characteristic of a really good law enforcement officer, aside from the basic requirements?
You know, we've probably had more success hiring local kids. Kids that live here, have grown up here, graduated from high school here, care about the community, care about the area, and want to do something to help out. We've had more success with that than we have with hiring people from out of state or even from out of county. However, sometimes we don't have that luxury of staying locally. Honesty is probably the biggest thing.
Right.
Compared to all of the things that you have to qualify for the state, honesty is probably the biggest thing, integrity. So.
And local is good if you can get it.
Local is good, you bet.
All right.
I love to see local kids come in and apply for a job, and I love to give local kids a job to do.
Well, that's a very good note for us to end on, I would say. Thank you so much for coming in and taking time to do this interview.
Anytime, I appreciate it.
Thank you.